Call the May 20th Plan Commission order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Butthart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Union Morrow?
Here.
Elderman Dendria?
Is excused.
Commissioner Leo?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Commissioner Haley, we'll do as usual. We'll count you as a yes vote unless you bang in and say no.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks. Okay, first item of business is approval of the regular meeting minutes of May 6th. Any additions or corrections?
Move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no public hearings. Item D1, a business matter. Glenn at Park Circle Condominiums Amendment Number 4 is an affidavit of correction to the certified survey map. Mr. Martinez.
Yes, this is an affidavit of correction that is required for the purpose of relabeling the basement of one of the units in this condominium. So we have the existing plat that has the basement as unfinished, and this correction is just to relabel the basement as finished basement. I just would like to know that this game room here will be considered a bedroom for unified development ordinance definitions, but that bedroom will not trigger additional parking or will not trigger any additional floor area. So staff is recommending approval of this affidavit of correction. Happy to answer any questions that you
question
may have.
Question from the commission. Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution approving the affidavit of correction for the Glen at Park Circle Condominiums Amendment Number 4, document 10921372, to allow for relabeling of the unit 9 in the building's 5 basement from unfinished basement to finished basement at 7760 West Park Circle Way North, tax key 896-1019-000.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The applicant, thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to D2, which is an update.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Well, we're here. Okay, anyway. D2 is a unified development ordinance update, revision, and a recommendation on consultant selection. Mr. Eddy.
The memo tries to basically summarize what we did since the last time we talked to you guys back in January. After we met with the council agreed to forward staff prepare and release a request for proposals, which was done on March 16th. We received a grand total of 3 proposals, 2 of which we brought in for interviews and for presentations. The first one was both Civitech came in on March 7th for a presentation to the review committee, and the other one was Lucille Levine, Birchline Planning, which presented on May 11th. Committee convened on the following day to review the presentations and make a recommended selection, and we are recommending selection of Lucille Levine and Birchline Planning to complete this project. I don't know if you wanted me to go any further than that.
First, who was on the committee? Just so.
Okay. For the record, the review committee consisted of myself, sort of as the ringleader, I guess. Regulo Martinez Montelva, Arian X of my staff, as well as Callie Berg, and Commissioner Haley, and Alderwoman Hanneman. We're doing the review and also participated in the presentations, asking questions and so on.
You're asking us to recommend to the council your recommendation? Is that what?
Yes, we're asking Plan Commission to either bless the recommendation or to make your own recommendation as to which consultant to forward to the council for approval of a contract.
So just to help us, first of all, let me ask if there's any questions right off the bat. Okay, then can you just, Heath, give us the highlights of the Levine proposal?
You mean the one that we recommended?
The Houseel Levine proposal.
Okay. Committee worked up a rationale because one of the things we wanted to make sure was clear to the Planning Commission and as well as the council was what we felt like was the key difference between the two. We felt like the other consultant, the one that we didn't recommend, would do a good job providing the city with a rewritten UDO based on what we have right now. However, the consultant team we recommend, we believe would give us a UDO that reflects what we need going forward. They would be more reflective in understanding of what would be good policy going forward and be able to implement that kind of policy. To sum up our rationale, we had five conclusions that were framed recommendations. We felt like Lucille Levine and Birchline will provide the city with an opportunity to learn and grow with exposure to additional opportunities to achieve better results, which provides a more value-added result on the back end. In addition, we felt like they provided an opportunity for fresh eyes and new perspective. Faux Civitech includes a former city planning staffer, which had an advantage of to itself, except to the extent that they may not necessarily be thinking forward. We didn't get that impression from their presentation or from their proposal that they would necessarily be able to think that far in advance or that far ahead. Extensive experience nationally, including experience in all elements of local regulatory environments and being recognized by their peers as local practitioners was something that also appealed to us about our recommended consultants. In addition, they also bring, they convey extreme passion for what they do. They get it, they understand, a clear understanding of the operational requirements that go on at the local level. They bring that, they conveyed that to us just by answering questions. It wasn't that they're sitting there trying to come up with an answer. They're jumping up to the microphone to tell us, okay, if you do it this way, then you, and they're already thinking that far in advance. And that kind of experience would be great for the city as we try and work forward with a revision. Finally, the committee firmly believed that the consultant team's end result will come from a well-thought-out and conceived process. They've done this at least, well, they only referenced 48 communities already. And so they've got a long experience with process, how to do this, how to interact. Their process incorporates a significant level of interaction with people, but it's targeted interactions. It's talking to key stakeholders. It's talking to elected officials. It's talking to the Planning Commission. It's talking to other boards. It's talking to department heads. It's trying to get those kinds of pieces of data from people that might not otherwise have been done if you didn't know that that was what they do, and they do that with everybody. So you get a firm idea that they've got this process built in that they know works. They make adjustments with every community, of course, but it's an experience that they trust in, that they believe leads to trust at the local level and makes the process go much more smoothly than otherwise might have been the case.
Also, we sent out last week
the video linkage. We actually recorded both consultant teams so that members of the Planning Commission at your leisure could have watched what we saw, so that the review committee, you would see what we saw in the individual interviews. They weren't short by any means. Each of them ran about an hour and a half or so, but it gave you some kind of an idea as to what our interactions with them were at the individual level as groups, and then going forward. So those kinds of things we wanted to convey. I also gave, in the memo, I also gave a brief rundown of what each proposal included.
And then the new document we have at our places tells us what, even though I already scanned it.
The new document you received tonight is a slight revision. My capital outlay budget right now was actually not high enough to accommodate the price of the recommended consultant. So we asked them to go back through and take out the portions that pertain to the sign code rewrite to try and get us down underneath my number. And they came back with a revision that now reflects that we're within my capital outlay budget anyway.
Moving money.
Huh?
Moving money around.
Yeah.
Questions? Mr. Moore.
Yeah, as you may know, we're going through a selection process right now to look at architects for a DPW and fire facility. So I'm just curious. So I haven't asked you this before. When you issued an RFQ, you really dwelled on two, but how many responses did you get initially? Do you remember?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah. The one that we didn't select for an interview is also a former planning staff member.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
That's all I had.
Anyone else?
Commissioner Haley?
Sir, I was going to ask you to comment. Go ahead, please.
Okay. To my fellow commissioners, as stated, I was a member of the committee that evaluated them. We had great proposals. I think all of them could have done it, but I'm going to echo what Mr. Eddy said. Housing and Living just shown clearly ahead. I have great confidence that they're what we need to move forward with this revision. That's it.
Thank you. Okay. I suppose the best thing for us to do is to have a motion recommending Housia Levine per the recommendation of the selection committee to the Common Council. Anybody want to do that?
Second.
Hogan and Morrow. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Of course, Commissioner Haley is not opposed, so motion carries. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Hogan and Leon. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.